Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
It's our Americans. Let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff in town.
Hey, hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Monday, December 12th. 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios here in Soggy, New York, and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. If there was one place in the world you'd think you'd be free from being labeled a safe space, you'd think it would be a comedy club, right? Well, not in the Windy City. A sign on the door of Chicago's Second City Comedy Club warns those attending shows that they are not allowed to verbalize anything remotely racist, homophobic, misogynist, or prejudiced while they are there. If they do, they'll promptly be asked to leave. In a related story, if you're looking for an entertaining comedy club to visit, do not go to Chicago's Second City Comedy Club. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, blame the Russians. Politicians from both sides of the aisle are lining up to investigate possible Russian interference in last November's election. This is all in response to an article published by the Washington Post over the weekend. Are they really concerned about foreign interference, or did they just forget to keep changing their password on their personal Gmail accounts? Also, rumor has it that President-elect Donald Trump has settled on his pick for Secretary of State. We'll discuss this titan of modern industry and tell you all you need to know about this ExxonMobil Saurus Rex. And the Hamilton defectors just won't give up. While we admire their spunk, are they all too willing to spark a civil war because they didn't get their way? This is what happens when someone doesn't get a trophy nowadays. All that plus the 1974 election season is finally over in Louisiana. We have the results. A judge rules on Jill Stein's recount effort in the Keystone State, and a new rule issued by President Obama could leave some small business owners asking Santa Claus for Rosetta Stone this year. We have a lot to get to on today's Monday edition of the Rhino Report, but first let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Hope you guys had a great weekend. We have a long week coming up here. In the meantime, you guys can check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com, new articles up there. You have the 10 reasons why Robert, one of our writers, is a conservative and not a Republican. You can also sign up for the newsletter there. Just plug in your email. We do not share it with anybody. That includes the NSA, if we can help it. And we have new Rhino Rants up there. You can check those out. As always, you can follow me on Twitter at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. Also, we're speaking freely on Gab, same handle, at Rhino on air. You can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. And as always, you can send me your questions, concerns, comments, a good joke, a good weekend story. I can live vicariously through you. Send me an email, rhino@rwbnetwork.com.
This report is brought to you by Ragu Pasta Sauces. In January, the iconic Rose Parade will take its 128th procession down the streets of Pasadena. The Ragu brand will be celebrating the kickoff of its 80th anniversary in 2017 with a float in the parade entitled Simmered in Tradition, paying tribute to the brand's founders, farmers, sauce makers, and consumers who have made Ragu America's favorite pasta sauce. Aboard the one-of-a-kind float, spectators will find the Mueller family. Their farm in Woodland, California has been cultivating the California-grown, vine-ripened tomatoes in Ragu for three generations.
We're honored to be part of the Ragu float in this year's parade, celebrating our family's contribution to these iconic pasta sauces. We're a family farm, so it's rewarding to be a part of something that brings families together over a delicious shared meal. We hope pasta lovers across America will be watching when we celebrate the Ragu brand's 80th anniversary at the Rose Parade on January 2nd.
Visit Ragu's Facebook page to learn more.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. Big shout-outs to everyone listening on Red Nation Rising Radio, the Liberty Feed, StreamingTalkRadio.com, we're there live right now as well, and the replay, KLRNRadio.com, midnight Eastern, Tuesday through Saturday on that channel, and you can take us wherever you go throughout the day with the CRN app. Download the CRN app from your iTunes or Google Play Store, and we're on Channel 1 at 2 p.m. You also got to head over to Spreaker and check out the new RWB Network show, Tina's Take. That's on Spreaker.com/Tina's Take. It's a goodie. Episode number 5, I think we're up to, and we should have 6 coming very, very shortly. If you go to RhinoReport.com, you go to the Listen Now tab, you can listen now. That's a new feature there, top left-hand corner, 2 p.m. Eastern. Just click on that little button, and you can listen to the show live right there on the website. And if you want to write for the Rhino Report, always looking for new writers, you can send me your article, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. And all of the old episodes, you guys know. iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. So, hope you had a great weekend. We're off and running on this Monday here. My neighbor got a new dog. So you can pretty much imagine how my weekend went. A little sleepless, a little yappy dog. Yeah, little ones. I like the bigger dogs. Give me a 100-pound German Shepherd. The smallest I would go is like a Husky. 40 pounds, 50 pounds. I wouldn't go any smaller than that. It's like having a little rat running around. Bigger dogs. Big dogs. Big manly dogs. That's what I like. So they got a little yappy rat thing. I'm not sure what it is. It's a cross between annoying and a no-sleep dog. That's what it is. It's a mutt. Speaking of mutts, we have the Hamilton electors. They just don't give up, do they? They do not see that the probability of 37 people trying to undo the will of 65 million is a bad idea. And this is going to be a thread, because this is all sort of ginned up by not only your super neocons and your never Trumpers on the conservative side, but also on the left. That's where a lot of this starts. And it would be tough for you to talk me out of the notion that Hillary Clinton has nothing to do with this. Of course they do. Of course they do. We'll never know, because Obama won't investigate that. He wants to investigate Russian interference. Right? This is all you have, this Russian stuff. You have all this stuff coming up now just prior to the Electoral College meeting. And while I agree that's in sort of an antiquated, outdated process, it still safeguards us from New York and California running the country. And even though I live in New York, I still don't want that. I wouldn't want you guys to go through what we go through here in New York. It's the tax structure is confiscatory. They are in every single part of your life. The government's there for you. They're just there to make it just a little bit harder on you. And I wouldn't want you guys to have to go through that. But the Hamilton electors, they're trying to get 37 people to defect and deny Donald Trump the 270 he needs, bringing it to the House, and they think that a common sense, conscience choice would be a guy like John Kasich. And the part of the problem here is you're not going to get a lot of these loony liberals on board, because they're not doing it in the name of Hillary Clinton. That would get a lot more people on board. They're not, because they're still not happy with a guy like John Kasich. But could you imagine just for a second what would happen if 37 people decided they were going to subvert the will of 65 million? It would be, you wouldn't see anything like it. If you thought November 8th, people turned their heads, imagine what would happen. If 65 million people thought they were now being disenfranchised by 37, they'd have to go hide. They'd have to get bunkers. They wouldn't be able to make it. So, yeah, part of me thinks that the House and the Senate is all on board with this. They don't like Donald Trump because it's not business as usual. They want business as usual, and that's just not the way it's going to be. You're seeing his picks in the cabinet as they're coming, or the nominations, I guess, as they're coming down the pike. And I think a lot of people are a little scared of it, quite frankly. And you have these guys like McCain and Lindsey Graham, who I wish would just change their parties already. Just go be Democrats. That's what you're good at. And McCain, he's not really one to go spouting off. He almost lost his primary. And Lindsey Graham, this guy's just sour grapes. I give him credit. I thank him for his service, but a terrible senator. Terrible senator. How he even has the cojones to say he's a Republican? He's not even a Republican. He's an establishment globalist. That's what he is. And McCain is not far behind. You have this guy, Jim Himes, out of Connecticut, representative. He says, we're 5 weeks from inauguration and the president-elect is completely unhinged. The Electoral College must do what it is designed for. See, that's the problem with half of these idiots, is that they claim to know what Alexander Hamilton was saying in the Federalist Papers. Which, by the way, is not a legal document. It's a framework document. They claim to know what he was saying in the 68th essay. But what they're saying doesn't jive with that. What Hamilton said in that essay was we should elect electors to make a decision. That's what he was saying there. And on no ballot across this great country were there electors listed on the ballot. That's not how we do it. They're trying to find a reason, much in the way you have Congress trying to find a reason now to blame Russia for everything. You have the establishment Republicans in Congress, along with these Hamilton electors, they're almost on the same team. They're willing to spark a nuclear war with Russia and a civil war in this country because they didn't get their way, because they don't want Donald Trump. Because their little reign of terror may come to an end. These are the people who were supposedly looking out for you. We know that's not the case. Definitely not the case. He goes on, this guy, Jim Himes. He was on CNN's New Day. Nobody watches this. But we have a quote here because we have to watch it. What finally pushed me over the edge was when President-elect of the United States criticized the CIA and the intelligence community. Can you imagine what the leaders of Beijing and Moscow and Tehran, what they're thinking watching our next president? Yeah, you know what they're thinking? They're thinking, oh, crap. That's what they're thinking. And that's the best part about Donald Trump. It's the wild card. Look at a guy like George W. They were scared of him, too. Every intelligence we had about 9/11 said these terrorists came out of Saudi Arabia. They were part of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, and what does George W. do? He bombs Iraq, right? They were scared of him. That's what, you know, Moscow, Tehran, Beijing, they're second-guessing now. It's no more leading from behind for this country. But leading from behind is easy. Congress has always led from behind. They have always been in the background, holding things up and waiting for their next election. And I think the idea of term limits that Donald Trump has floated over the last few months is starting to sink in. So they have to make sure that doesn't happen. And they will go to any lengths to make sure that doesn't happen. If you didn't trust government before, I wouldn't start trusting them now. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about this Russia stuff and a couple of new picks for Donald Trump's cabinet. Hang in there, guys. Quick little break.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and our award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. Calling all party planners. Private rooms still available for your holiday luncheon or dinner. Try our Holiday Express lunch buffet, just $12.95 per person. It includes tossed green salad, lasagna, chicken cacciatore, sausage and peppers, pasta alfredo, homemade rolls and butter, garlic bread, and Zeppoli's, our famous Italian donuts. Plan your holiday party now. Call Angelo's and Vinci's at 714-879-4022. Angelo's and Vinci's, your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of food and fun and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your health care has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your health care. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. You can follow me on Twitter at Rhino on Air or on Gab, speaking freely on Gab at Rhino on Air. You know, we're talking about this Hamilton Electra thing just for a little while longer. I know there are some shows out there, and I listen to just about, I mean, I wouldn't say all, but I would say 80% of the talk radio out there. I listen to a lot of it in the car, at night. I listen to all this stuff. And people are spending way too much time talking about it. I'm not sure if they can't figure out something else to talk about or whatever the case may be. Here's the nuts and bolts. 37 they need to deny. And we haven't spent a lot of time on this, just as an aside, because I don't think it's going to happen. Now, before the election, I never made a prediction. If you're an avid listener of this show, you will recall that I never said Donald will win, or Hillary will win, or Jill Stein will win, or whatever his name is, Mr. Aleppo. I never said anything like that. But here I'm going to tell you, this is not going to happen. It's not going to happen. It's not getting worked up over. It's not worth it. This is one of those things they're trying to interject doubt into the viability of the Electoral College. That's why this is going on. See, the subtext here to everything is let's get rid of it. That's what the overlying or underlying theme is to this. So that they can then start to go for this you know, true democracy vote. We have a popular vote, and that's what determines everything. Which, you know, in the current state of things, will not happen. You have 33 governors out of 50. You have 68 out of 99 state houses are Republican. You have the House of Representatives is Republican. The Senate's Republican. It's not going to happen. So they will never get their way with a popular vote for at least the next 10 years. Donald Trump may not get the 306 he deserves. He may not get it. He might get 300. He might get, 298. He's not going to lose 37 votes and then throw this thing to the House. You would see, talk about a constitutional crisis. See, Hillary Clinton winning would have been a crisis because of the investigations and everything. This will be 20 times what that would have been if this ever happened. I do not see it happening. But it's out there, and I guess we have to talk about it because people still are losing their minds over it. Losing their minds over it. And I'm never one to say, to poo-poo the little groups of people that feel they're, they have a voice and they want. I get it. If you're out there and you're one of these people, hey, man, congratulations. Using your First Amendment and freedom of speech and trying. I get it. Here's the other issue, and then we're moving on. I promise, moving on. But here's the other issue, is they have GoFundMe pages set up for these electors because certain states, they'd have to pay a fine if they didn't follow the will of the voter. Now, I don't know of any state in the union, and I could be wrong, and a lawyer could call up this show or a judge if you want, but I don't know any state in this union that allows you to accept money to commit a crime. So, in other words, if you were to not vote the way your state says, and you live in a state that has a binding college vote, and you go, I'm just going to pay a fine, and you take money from that GoFundMe page, they're essentially paying you to break the law. I don't know any state where that's legal. I know in New York it's not. And I'm imagining the other 49, it's probably not either. So there's the other issue. Not going to happen. All right. Let's blame the Russians. Maybe it's their fault. See, the Russians seem to be at the crux of everything. Isn't that strange how in 2012, President Obama laughed off the idea from Mitt Romney at Hofstra University in the second debate of that election cycle, the idea that Russia was the biggest geopolitical threat in the world. They laughed it off. Ha ha ha. The Russians, silly Mitt. Silly Mitt. You know nothing. And now, the Russians all of a sudden are the biggest enemy. You know why? Because the Democrats lost and they gotta blame somebody. And the alphabet networks. Your ABCs, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, they all lost. November 8th was a referendum on mainstream media. They lost and they gotta blame somebody because they will not blame themselves. There is no accountability in the world of liberal politics and liberal elite media. There's no accountability. So we gotta blame somebody else. Let's blame the Russians. They're blaming the Russians for disclosing information they themselves, as reporters, should have been finding anyway. Russia beat them to the punch. It's not interference. Maybe we didn't get the information on the up and up, but it doesn't matter. It's we still got it. I want to talk about this a little bit more when we come back, because there's so much more to this. And I don't think Donald Trump's response is all that appropriate either. I'm not going to get behind him 100% here. I do have to talk about his response to this, because I don't like part of it. All right, we'll also talk about what the House thinks of all this, what the Senate thinks of all this, who the next Secretary of State might be. We have his background, and he's not exactly a Boy Scout. Or is he? We have a lot to get through. Hang in there, guys. You're listening to The Rhino Report, part of the RWB Network.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange roughy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294. For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Kaanapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Kaanapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Kaanapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Kaanapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Turn down that radio!
If this sounds familiar, you know it's time to address your hearing loss, but custom hearing aids can cost as much as $5,000 each and are not covered by Medicare. The good news is MD Hearing Aid offers medical-grade, FDA-registered hearing aids for savings of up to 90% over traditional hearing aids. MD Hearing Aid was founded by a Chicago surgeon determined to develop a hearing aid that was technologically advanced, simple to use, and most of all, affordable. Call 1-800-511-8384. You'll speak with a trained MD hearing aid professional who will match you with the best hearing aid for your needs. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. But you have to call right now. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-511-8384. That's 1-800-511-8384.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. I almost said Tuesday. Monday still is. Go on. So this is what I'm getting from the whole Russia thing. When mainstream media digs up information, we call it journalism. When Russia digs up information, we call it foreign interference. Am I getting this right? I think so. We could never expect the likes of a Brian Williams. And here's another guy, Brian Williams. This guy's reporting on fake news. Can you believe it? Has the world gone completely mad that Brian Williams at MSNBC, who has about 3 more viewers than I do, he's reporting on fake news? Ridiculous. But when they do it, when they dig stuff up and they say, oh, well, guess what? Rhino got a C in geometry in 10th grade. That's journalism. But when the Russians do it, it's interference. Now, let me ask you a question, and we'll get to the rest of this. How many elections has our government interfered with over the years? Hundreds. That's the answer. Hundreds. It's okay when we do it, not when someone else does it. Now, I don't like Donald Trump's response, okay? He goes to Twitter, 8 o'clock in the morning, he's up bright and early, which is he's way ahead of Obama and de Blasio as far as I'm concerned. He's up time zones before they are. He says, can you imagine if the election results were the opposite and we tried to play the Russia CIA card? It would be called conspiracy theory. A few minutes later, because no one took his Twitter away, he says, unless you catch hackers in the act, it's very hard to determine who will be doing the hacking. Why wasn't this brought up before the election? Just drop it. Just drop it. Don't say anything. And do not question the CIA. I get it. We have issues with the FBI and with James Comey, and the CIA has problems. And the Secret Service has problems. I get it. They all have problems. But these are very respected bodies by both sides of the aisle. And even those in our country who consider themselves to be independent or moderate. even liberal or anarchist or whatever. Everybody respects those three agencies. Regardless of whether or not we should, they do. That's not where you want to be on this issue. Where you want to be is, you know what? Let Obama do an investigation. Let the Senate do an investigation. And then that's it. Maybe attack the investigation as later on as something partisan. Because you could throw McCain and Lindsey Graham into that mix. They're Democrats. For all intents and purposes, they both are Democrats. Then you can go after it. Or you can question why this investigation is so hastily done when it took 18 months to sort through 33,000 emails. You know, you can do that. Question the process. Don't question the reason. Maybe he needs a little more Kellyanne Conway in his ear on this one. Maybe. Maybe he's a little overwhelmed. I mean, that's possible, too. I get it. He doesn't like being attacked, and the media knows this. They go after him now because they know he's going to respond. His best 2 weeks of the entire campaign were the last 2 weeks when someone locked his cell phone up. Just lock it up again. Lock it up again. That's all I would do. The media will not change their narrative. The Democrats will not change their narrative. You will not sway them. You cannot draw them to the light and make them see reason. They just don't see reason anymore. You can't force it upon them. Now, getting back to the Russian thing, you know, have you ever done something in your life that maybe wasn't the popular decision, but you did it anyway because it was right? That's sort of how I feel about the Russian thing. It's not right. And we shouldn't accept foreign governments hacking into our computers. But number one, they should have thought about that when they gave the internet up. They should have thought about it. They didn't. And number two, we never would have known this information otherwise. It was never going to be shared with us. You think John Podesta was going to say, hey, guys, at my next press conference, you know, the one before I say Hillary's not going to show up, at my next one, I'm going to release all my emails so you guys can have theories like Pizzagate and stuff like that. It would never happen. Not in a million years. So in a way, we just learned a different way about it. And we knew that this stuff that was hacked was not tampered with. And everyone knew it too. WikiLeaks has a very stellar reputation of not tampering with emails. They may release stuff you don't like, which is why these senators and why these representatives want to go after this stuff. Because they have a lot of dirty laundry. There's a lot of dirty laundry in D.C., and they all know it. This is not to safeguard you. This is not to safeguard the democracy. If you buy that, I got a bridge to sell you. Or perhaps oceanfront property in Arizona. This is for them. This is for the re-elections. Don't let them hold democracy over your head or a republic over your head. That's not what it's for. Don't think for a second it is. These are human beings, and they make human being mistakes, and they know it. Crazy. Like I said, maybe we shouldn't have given up the internet so quickly, huh? Maybe we could safeguard things a little bit better. We have to admit, there are countries out there that are superior to us when it comes to doing this type of stuff. See, we have really good computer people in this country, but the best ones don't work for the government. You know why? They don't make any money. The best ones, you know, freelance themselves or people like Anonymous or whatever who can make millions of dollars and get right past everybody else. Even the ones at Apple and Google, they're good, but they're not as good as the ones who don't work there. Those guys are better. And gals. Probably gals, too. John Bolton, who may be the next deputy secretary of state, it looks like, he says maybe it's a false flag. False flag. And I guess that means that maybe it was China who hacked in. Oh, I'm not saying that China, Iran, whoever, North Korea, Botswana, it could have been anybody. But left Russian fingerprints. See, now we're getting into the nitty-gritty. And he doesn't know if it is or not. He just said it on Fox and Friends this morning. And I guess that's possible, too. I suppose that's possible. I mean, why not? Why not? I wonder. I'm going to throw something out there. I wonder if some of this, at the end of the day, has to do with Seth Rich. It keeps crossing my mind that you have a DNC staffer who may or may not have given up those DNC emails that sent Debbie Wasserman Schultz packing. This guy turns up dead, a robbery, wallet wasn't stolen, shot in the back. I don't know. Something tells me this stuff's all tied together. You think they wouldn't, you know, start a war over protecting their hides? Of course they will. Of course they will. They are out for themselves. They don't care about you. Never have. Never will. Never will. Mitch McConnell, he's in on the bandwagon too. He wants to conduct a complete review. So nothing intelligent out of his mouth. And even the House, you know, they're staying a little bit further away from this. But Paul Ryan's on board with doing the review also of our of the hacking and the election interference. No one has interfered this election more than George Soros and Jill Stein. Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your health care has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your health care. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. We'll have plenty of time to talk about the Russians and all of their election interference. But as I said before the break, no one has interfered more than George Soros and Jill Stein. Those two have interfered more than Russia ever could. If this was Russia, if they did hack the emails and give them the WikiLeaks and they released them and whatever else, and that's how we saw it, listen, we still saw it. Mainstream media was not going to do their job. So, someone did it. And if that happens to benefit Donald Trump, if the truth benefits Donald Trump, you know, I guess I'm not all that opposed to it. I don't know, hack my emails. I don't get nothing there. People have something to hide are the ones that are scared of this. That's people have something to hide. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about the next Secretary of State, supposedly. Rex Tillerson. You know who that is? A lot of people don't. CEO of ExxonMobil, a good friend of Trump. This guy, he's a real player, he says. I'm not sure if that's a good thing or a bad thing. He says he's in charge of an oil company that's pretty much double the size of its nearest competitor. It's been a company that's been unbelievably managed, and to me, a great advantage is he knows the players, and he, yeah, whatever. Okay, so we have a gas guy here is going to be the next Secretary of State. That's by all accounts. I think even Fox News is saying that their sources confirmed it. We'll hear probably in the next day or two. Once this stuff leaks out, they say, oh, we'll tell you on Thursday, and they tell you on Tuesday because it leaks out. Guess what? McCain's not happy. He's not happy with anything. This guy's got to change his depends or something. He's not happy with anything lately. He doesn't like him. Says they'll give him a fair hearing, though. Kevin McCarthy seems to like him. Ryan Priebus is defending him. You know what? Let's get to know this guy a little bit. 64 years old, if my math is right, born March 23rd, 1952. He was an Eagle Scout. He earned that honor in 1965, which is good. I like the Eagle Scout stuff. It's a good basis. Bachelor's degree, civil engineering, University of Texas in Austin, 1975. That's good. He started as a production engineer with Exxon in 1975. He was not driving the Valdez ship, I don't think. Am I dating myself with that reference? 1989, he became a general manager of the Central Production Division of Exxon USA. 1995, he was the president of Exxon Yemen. He became the vice president of Exxon Ventures in 1998. In 2004, he became the president and director of ExxonMobil. And in 2006, he was elected chairman and chief executive officer following the retirement of Lee Raymond of ExxonMobil. So, you know, when it comes to gas, the guy knows what he's talking about. That's when it comes to gas. Apparently, he represented Exxon's interests in Russia during Boris Yeltsin's premiership. So there's a connection to Russia that the media doesn't like. And people don't like that. Russia's the bad guy. Remember that? They're the bad guy. But they were the good guy, and now they're the bad guy. So we have to get that straight. In 2013, Tillerson was awarded the Order of Friendship by Putin, which they say is like the highest honor you can get as a civilian in Russia. And they're saying that's a bad thing. That's a bad thing. In 2012, he made $40 million. In 2013, he made $28 million, $33 million in 2014, and $27 million in 2015. He's a member of the Business Roundtable. Listen, the guy's got a good resume. I'd hire him. I would. It sounds like he knows what he's talking about. I'd leave him in charge of our gas cards. I'm okay with that. He was also the president of the Boy Scouts of America from 2010 to 2012. So, I mean, listen, this is someone that Trump likes. He likes him. My problem here with Tillerson is less with the Russian connections and more with the fact that he's done things like he's defended Common Core. I don't like that. Common Core is a nightmare. It's just a shade more nightmarish than Obamacare. He also, in 2009, he expressed favor for the carbon tax, the carbon credits. I don't like that either. So there are a couple of things here, but I guess what Trump is getting at is that here's someone that knows how to make deals on a grand scale. And we heard that all through the general election and the primaries. I'll appoint people who know how to make deals, make the best deals for this country. And listen, if Rex Tillerson can make the best deals for our country and follow the Trump agenda, then I guess that's okay. I think he's going to have a hard time getting confirmed. He's going to have to answer a lot of questions. He owns a lot of stock currently in ExxonMobil as part of his, you know, his whole deal there as a CEO. So there's going to be some personal issues that are going to have to be fleshed out here. But that's who seems to be on the horizon. You have Marco Rubio, not real happy. He says, being a friend of Vladimir is not an attribute I'm hoping from the Secretary of State. Thanks, Marco. Another count he heard from. Bob Menendez doesn't like it. Says, it's alarming and absurd. He'd be a willing accomplice for Russia. Let's see. DNC spokesperson says it's another victory for Vladimir Putin. Well, all the previous victories would be courtesy of Obama. So the DNC should check their statements before they send them out. So we'll see. Yeah, it's not confirmed, but I think that's probably the way things are going. Andrew Puzder, this is going to be the guy for the Department of Labor. He seems like he's on board here. He signed this Trump vision and the Trump 10-point plan. He's totally on board with it. Some people don't like him because he's kind of an amnesty guy. You have to understand, he's also comes from the CEO ranks, and he was looking for those cheaper employees to drive up his profits and help increase revenue. So that's why he was for it. Now he's saying, hey, listen, that was private me, and now I'm going to work for the country, and I work in the best interest of the American people. So we'll have to hold him to that and make sure that that's something that he really, truly believes in. I have a couple of statements here from him. We'll read when we come back. But anyone that signs this pledge that Trump is having all of his cabinet people sign, you got to hold him to it. It's a big pledge. There's a lot to do here, and there's a lot of ways you can go wrong. All right. When we come back, we'll talk about the completion of the 1974 Senate race in Louisiana. And why business owners across this country may be asking for Rosetta Stone for Christmas. Thanks, Obama. We have a lot more to do, guys. Hang in there. One more break.
CRN listeners, when you come to Southern California, stop by a great restaurant, the Dresden Restaurant at 1760 North Vermont Avenue in Hollywood. Enjoy great entertainment, like the music of the legendary Marty and Elaine at the world-famous Dresden Restaurant. The Dresden was a location for the making of the movie Swingers. Now you can swing with stars Marty and Elaine. Plus, enjoy great food, too, like French onion soup, artichoke hearts, and many other great appetizers. Seafood? There's salmon, shrimp scampi, New Zealand orange ruffy, halibut, Lake Superior whitefish, and specialties like veal marsala, piccata, and parmigiana. Plus, we've got a great roast rack of lamb, chicken piccata, and cordon bleu, and pasta dishes, too. Steaks? Filet, New York, Chateaubriand for two. Much more, too, including pork chops, prime rib of beef, and an incredibly extra large cut of prime rib. It's the Dresden Restaurant, open for lunch Monday through Saturday and dinner Monday through Sunday. Check us out at 1760 North Vermont Avenue or call 323-665-4294.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, folks, welcome back to this last segment of this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. So I didn't introduce Andrew Puzder very well. I thought you guys might know who he is, but some people might not. He was the CEO of CKE Restaurants, which is the same company that owns Carl's Jr. and Hardee's. I have never been to either one because... here in the Democratic People's Republic of New York. We don't allow them here. But he's been an amnesty guy in the past, and he says, listen, you know, my job as a business person is to maximize profits for my company, employees, and shareholders. My job as a Secretary of Labor, if confirmed, is to serve the U.S. Citizen workers. So hopefully he adheres to that. Interestingly enough, prior to his nomination, he's argued that instead of perhaps fighting for the $15 an hour minimum wage increase because that will put a lot of people out of business and out of work. He said that we should train people in high school and in college to learn how to fix the robots that are going to replace the people if they want $15 an hour. And then we can have skilled workers working on the robots that hand out the Happy Meals. Listen, interesting stuff. And hopefully he can adhere to Trump's plan here. He signed the pledge, and hopefully, you know, if he's no good, Trump will tell him he's fired. That's just how this works. It's a new day in Washington. You either produce or you're gone. And that scares a lot of people, because a lot of people are going to be up for re-election in the next couple of years, and they could very well be gone. All right, getting to what happened over the weekend in Louisiana, we have 52 now senators that are Republican and 48 are Democrat. This is because Louisiana's Republican State Treasurer John Kennedy, he won by 22 points. This was a Saturday, a runoff election. the way they do things in Louisiana, God bless all of you, I love you, but I got to tell you, your whole system is screwy. Because it's like the top two people out of the field of 25, whether it's two Republicans or two Democrats or whatever, it's so screwy. There's like 10 different runoffs, and then they have to, like, see who can eat a cheeseburger the fastest. It becomes a whole involved thing. But finally, their election down there is done, which gives Republicans, like I said, 52 in the Senate, which is the nuclear option, won over that to the 48 Democrats. And listen, that's good. That's good. It's worth noting, like I said before, that you have 33 governors Republican in this country. And that includes like Vermont and New Hampshire, like pretty liberal states. 68 out of 99 state houses are Republican now in this country. Oh, also, Wisconsin's recount. Well, not much has changed there. I think Hillary picked up 45 votes. So she's still about 21,500 short of where she needs to be. We all know Michigan was halted, and then we also learned today that Pennsylvania, the judge has rejected the Green Party-backed request to recount paper ballots. They said lack of standing, which is very true. If you only have like 0.5% of the vote, you don't have any standing to call a recount, and it's highly prejudicial, and whatever. So no more recounting in Pennsylvania. It's over. Finally, it's over. Yeah, I'm sorry, 25 votes Clinton picked up in Wisconsin. She picked up 25 votes. Millions of dollars, and you picked up 25 votes for Hillary Clinton. Good job, Jill Stein. This is why you're not in charge of our country. This is why. This is how you'd spend money. Oh, one last thing here. According to new rules and the EEOC, which is the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, if you are a business owner and someone doesn't speak English, you gotta hire them anyway. Based on their qualifications, not in the language they speak, and if they're speaking a different language while working for you, and you fire them because you tell them to speak English, you will be in violation of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, Title VII. Title VII. The EEOC had sued a business for doing this a bunch of years ago, or 2 years ago, I guess, and the decision finally came in, and it's law, so get your Rosetta Stone. All right, guys, hope you had a good day today. Hope you had a good time. Big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to everyone serving in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all the hard work. Please keep it up. Please stay safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great rest of the day, everybody. And until tomorrow, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.